The core idea, marketing as a fence. Marketing, when done correctly, is a powerful offensive strategy that drives growth and transformation within a company. Unfortunately, many companies only consider making changes to their marketing strategy when something is going wrong, such as missing sales quotas or underperformance. This reactive approach prevents companies from capitalizing on opportunities that could significantly accelerate their growth. Problem 1. Reactive marketing. Most companies think about marketing only when they need to fix a problem. For example, they might react when their sales team fails to meet its quota multiple times, or when they realize their marketing efforts are underperforming. This leads to a cycle of reactive decision-making, where marketing changes are made to address issues rather than to seize opportunities. Problem 2. Short-term thinking. Another issue is that companies often evaluate marketing efforts within a short time frame, typically 90 days. However, true marketing success, what the speaker refers to as a fence, occurs over a longer period, like 18 months or even 3 years. This long-term approach builds a brand, creates momentum, and brings about transformational change that short-term tactics can't match. The importance of long-term vision. The speaker emphasizes the importance of thinking about both business growth and career development over a longer period, such as 3 years. This approach allows for the development of skills and strategies that can lead to significant success, both for the company and the individual. Case study: the 2016 B2B marketing landscape. In 2016, many B2B companies heavily invested in physical events, allocating 50% of their marketing budgets to them. Despite the apparent success of these events, there were clear signs that digital marketing was becoming more important. Companies that failed to scrutinize their digital spending or invest in new marketing channels missed the opportunity to prepare for future challenges. Impact of COVID-19, a wake-up call. When COVID-19 hit, these companies were caught off guard. Events were canceled, outbound sales became less effective, and marketing teams were under pressure to deliver results without the necessary digital marketing infrastructure. This situation forced many companies into a defensive position, struggling to adapt to the new reality. Proactive strategy, a different perspective. The speaker contrasts this reactive approach with their own strategy in 2016. By recognizing the signs of change early, they invested in digital marketing, content creation, and community building. This proactive approach paid off during the pandemic when others were scrambling. For instance, at Refine Labs, the team quickly pivoted to live event podcasts, producing 180 episodes in 18 months, which significantly drove business growth. Key lessons: build skills and infrastructure. Companies need to develop the necessary skills and infrastructure in marketing to be able to pivot and capitalize on new opportunities. Follow buyer behavior. It's crucial to understand and follow how buyers prefer to discover and purchase products. This allows companies to align their marketing strategies with buyer behavior. Invest in long-term growth. Short-term tactics may offer quick wins, but long-term investments in marketing lead to sustained growth and transformation. Be prepared for the unexpected. Whether it's a pandemic or another market shift, companies that have invested in the right marketing strategies will be better positioned to adapt and thrive. Conclusion: marketing as the key to winning marketing, when approached as an offense, is a game changer for companies. It's not just about reacting to challenges, but proactively seizing opportunities that can lead to significant long-term growth. Companies that shift their focus from short-term fixes to long-term strategy will be the ones that win in their respective markets.